Welcome back. I'm Larry Potash.
And I'm Robin Baumgartner. We're standing by live for a bridge in the plosion. What was that?
I believe that's implosion.
Implosion! Well, it could have been in the plosion too, Larry. That's how we say it on the south side.
How about in the keister, which is where I'd like to kick you.
Paul, in the keister. Paul, what's the weather?
Hey, Larry, you know what the keister is close to? Uranus! Uranus.
They don't even need everybody. Why don't they just use you for all positions, Pat?
Oh, my goodness. Hold on. I have the volume up on the microphone way too loud.
Pat, that, of course, a clip from Brideshead Revisited, which I know is your favorite TV show, so we ran that clip.
Yeah, that little two-minute clip took a week and a half to put together. That's why they don't have me putting all the roles.
Yeah, I hope you feel as good as you should about last night's presentation, because that 25th anniversary special was really good.
Oh, that's very kind of you to say. I'd feel a lot better if I got more than 4 hours of sleep last night. But yeah, no, it was a lovely night. It's equal parts. It's lovely and it's also humbling.
Sure.
It's lovely because you see all the work you've done, and then it's humbling because you see how good and youthful you looked when you started on this show. And then you're like, oh my God, has it really been that long?
I was telling Bill earlier that it hit every nerve. It's like I smiled during the whole thing. There were times I felt weepy when some of the old
when
clips
we saw
were
the
shown.
The greengrocer, you got weepy? Is that greengrocer?
It just, we're so proud of our homegrown team here. It's
what
just amazing.
What made you weepy? I'm dying to know.
First of all, it's that stupid Green Day song.
Sure.
And watching a young Dean and all the people that have come through your studio, and you guys just do such an amazing job. I felt tears of pride.
Oh, this is, thank you.
I really did.
This every day. This
I'm
is
so emotional.
Stroke.
It was like an episode of This Is Us, is
it
what it was like. Yep,
was it
was
really
similar.
Who was, who was Jack?
You were Jack.
Oh, yeah,
you
naturally, because I got the biggest muscles.
Because you would run in and save a dog in a fire. So you were Jack. Pat, here's a TV mystery that you need to solve for us.
Well, listen. I know what you're going to ask.
Yep.
I can be vague about it. And allow you to draw your own conclusions.
That's fair.
But I can't come right out and say.
No, that's
so ask
fair.
Your question.
All right.
How you choose to do.
All right. That's fair. Last night, toward the end of the show, there was a time where people in the audience got to ask the cast questions. And one of the questions was there ever a time that any of you felt like you might get fired?
Sure.
And then your eyes got really big because you had a great story and you said, there was a time where, and everybody said, no, you can't tell that story. But then you did start to, but then they go, no, you can't tell that.
You know, these people, you would think I've been on this show for 14 years. Maybe there would be a degree of trust, or maybe that degree has been eroded because I've been on this show for 14 years. No, it was a long time ago, and I may or may not have questioned the validity or existence of a certain holiday person.
That's Why would you do that?
That's all I'm going to say. And I should point out that the crazy part about that story is that I didn't even come close to almost being fired. People have gotten in trouble for way less severe infractions. I got more of the, I walked into the, and my boss at the time said, did you say such and such a thing? And I was like, yep, I said that. And he was bewildered. He was
sure.
Like, why would you do that? And I was like, I don't know. I thought it'd be funny. And I will say that to half the audience, it was pretty damn funny.
Oh, I bet it was.
The other half of the audience did not think it was
funny. No, I bet not.
But,
Friends tried to say, like, this tells me how much those people love and care about you. They tried last night to save you, and they did save you. They didn't want you to get in any trouble last night.
What if I would have said what I just said now? Would that have been too bad, Bill?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
I didn't say anything. It was, you know, listen. I could be talking about the jack-o'-lantern man. I could be talking about the tooth fairy.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. That's true.
I just want to know if Larry's going to be in trouble for ending the show on such a sour note, where he was talking about the meetings and you didn't like the music. So he said they called us MFs and then, but I call her this every day. And,
oh,
you know,
the W word.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like a weird ending to the show.
Larry was on fumes. Listen, that happens. Guy's got a lot on his plate. I don't know what to say.
It was so great, you guys.
That's just... enough of that story. No.
Will you do that again? Because I don't mean again right now, but on the show where you do the impressions of everybody on the show, will you do that again sometime soon?
Listen, as a comedian yourself, you know that if something works, you run with it. Until it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Listen, between you and me, it's pretty easy writing to do.
Yep.
It didn't really take much of my intellect to write that piece. So if they keep asking for them, I'll keep doing
good.
That's you are such a man of the people. Well, you really are.
Okay.
I miss that. I miss it.
Too soon.
Will you say hi to Tom freaking Skilling for us?
Boy, I'll tell you, Bill and Wendy, I can tell you what the weather is going to be. It's the weather barometer is. I've never seen readings like this since June of 75. I remember that day. And...
We know you have somewhere to be. You have a meeting, hopefully
I do, actually. But
will this be rerun? Do you know?
I have no freaking idea.
I guess
we've got a lot online. Of.
Listen, from what I hear, we're going to have some programming opening up in the very near future. So I can imagine that they're going to be looking for things to fill holes with.
Right.
But I think I know for sure it's on the website now. Do you like that? I think I know for sure.
That's good.
All right. Well, we enjoyed it immensely, Pat. You did a great job. Everybody over there did a great job. And at least 25 more years to look forward to, I hope.
God. Yes, exactly.
All right, we'll be watching you. Thank you for talking to us.
Anytime.
Thanks, Pat.
See ya.
Pat Tomasulo, he plays Pat Tomasulo on the WGN-TV Morning News.
I am like a proud mom watching them. Yeah. I swear to God, it was just really awesome.
I love that you got teary-eyed.
I did.
Because I don't think that was their intention, but that's a nice little bonus to make somebody watching cry.
Those old clips, that's what does it to me. It's, you know, the mama's pride.
Yep.
I enjoy it. All right, coming up, the stories that matter with Ryan Burrow from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. It's all happening right here on WGN, the radio side.